Welcome to Flawed and Free Podcast. This is the place where we save souls and set the captives free from spiritual bondage in deliverance and spiritual warfare. My name is Apostle Tina, and our mission is to help you win the warfare in your life by equipping you to sever spiritual strongholds, break generational curses, and find freedom from your now to your next. Join our community of freedom fighters through transparency to transformation in Christ Jesus. Make sure you go now, like, subscribe, and share. God bless.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Jesus said, anyone that believeth in me, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living waters. Anyone that believeth in me, said Jesus, he will never thirst again. Tonight, I believe that as you fellowship with him, your rivers will well up. Thank you. spirit. I will stay here for a while. If that spirit that you cry out by throwing cups,
Father to Son,
let that spirit cry out, spirit to spirit. Yes, it's just you and him.
Good evening, everybody. I hope all is well with all of you over in TikTok land, Facebook land, and YouTube land, and all of you all over the land. We are continuing with Tuesday night prayer. Good evening, good morning to some of you that may be listening and watching from other parts of the world. And so even for those that may watch the replay that are not here tonight, I want you to like, subscribe, and share this broadcast. Let people know that we are live. We are nearing the end of the month, and we are preparing to close out our 31-day prayer prompt challenge. So if you have not been partnering with us this month, it's still not too late. You can still get it. You can do it at any given time. It was just used adjunctively to help our Freedom Fighter community to have some daily prayer prompts, some daily targets for you to pray in partnership with the Holy Spirit. So my hope is that it was helpful to you this month. And even as we come together on Tuesday nights to pray the prayer prompt of the day, tonight's prayer prompt is praying for provision. We're praying for God's provision. I have a lot
to cover with you guys tonight in prayer and preparing to pray and thanking Jehovah Jireh, our provider, for being such an amazing, all-knowing, almighty God that he is to us. It is a privilege, a pleasure, and truly an honor to be his servant. So I'm excited to join with all of you tonight in corporate prayer as we do every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. It is truly, truly, truly a pleasure. So if this is your first time, make sure you click the notification bell. If you're watching from YouTube, we are a deliverance ministry, a ministry that is very, very, moves very heavily in spiritual warfare and just helping you to conquer those spiritual demonic things that are kind of coming against your life so that you can be a true conqueror through Christ Jesus. That is our mission here, is to partner with the Holy Spirit. We are a spirit-led, Holy Ghost spirit-filled led ministry, and we pray and move and minister as led by the Spirit of living God. Glory be to God. So I want to welcome each and every one of you, those of you that are here every week. Shout out to those, all of the moderators and our ministry members and partners out there. I see y'all, our Freedom Fighter partners that have partnered with this ministry. Thank you for your sown seeds of time and so much more for coming here with us and praying with us. So Elise, I see, how are you? Sierra, both Sierras, Paige and Clark, how are you? How are you? And so we want to give honor and praise and thanks to our Father in heaven. Thank you so much for the work that you all do to do, not only for this ministry, but for giving God your yes and your amen. Hello on TikTok. How are you? Smiley 904, Loretta Francis. Good evening. How are you? I pray that God meets you here tonight. How many of you are expecting an encounter from God tonight, but if for no other reason, but just to be here to just give him thanks, to be here to just give him honor, glory, and thanks just for who he is. And we just thank him so much for being the provider that he is. So as we go for tonight, I want to talk a bit about God's promises for provision and how to pray them, right? So how do we pray God's promises? How do we pray God's promises into fruition? How do we see the fruit of our prayers? And in times of uncertainty, especially in these end times, as many of you and as all of us are called to be end time warriors, it is extremely important that we are equipped for the battle. It is extremely important. This is a spiritual battle that we're in. I see y'all out there making those declarations. That's what you're doing in the comments when you're declaring who you are in Christ Jesus. And understand that it's difficult. I know that this time can be difficult. It feels difficult moving in faith, and it feels difficult to even pray sometimes, right? Sometimes we don't even know what to say. It's like, God, the enemy's coming for me left and right, all upside my head, and I need to really move and stand in faith and believe that God is who he is. Welcome, Shantae Cunningham. Good evening. Glad that you made it and that it's your first time. Hopefully it is not the last. Tonight we're praying our prayer prompt for the day, which is for provision, for God's provision. But I wanted to speak to a few things before we get into prayer tonight about praying God's promises to pass. It's extremely important for us to keep going and moving in faith. And we know that difficulties will come. We know that the weapons will form, but glory, hallelujah, glory to God that though they will form, they will not prosper against us. And we thank God that he gives us hope. We thank you that he gives us a firm foundation that we can actually seek the face of the Father, and we can go to his throne, my God, at any given time, that it's open 25/8, that it don't never shut down. God's business hours is all day, every day. Glory be to God, that we serve a God that is alive, that is living, the God that saves, that delivers, that frees, that heals. Glory be to God. And so we are excited about this anchor that we have in Christ Jesus. We are excited for the new hope and the foundation that God has given us, that we can count on God's promises. We can count on the provision of God to be made manifest in our lives. So one thing I want to make mention to today in 2 Peter Actually, I'm looking at 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. You can put that in the chat for you to read in your own time. But I'm going to quote a few scriptures because I'm going to help you all tonight with not just praying and covering our community and our families and our husbands and spouses, our ministries, our businesses, but I really want to empower you and I really want to equip you with the word of God, right? The intangible, tangible, or it's all of the things, right? The both seen and the unseen, but the actual word of God to help you pray those promises and to utilize the word of God in prayer to see those promises come to pass. So we can count on God's promises. We can count on God's yay and amen. And we're going to get into that tonight as I give you a few scriptures to help you with preparing for the promise in prayer. Glory be to God. So 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. It doesn't matter what version you're reading in. I'm just going to quote. I'm in a couple of different versions here that I have in preparation. It says, but for no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. And so through him, the amen is spoken by us to the glory of God. Thank you, Jesus, for the yea and amen of Christ Jesus. We thank God for the promise and the oath that God has made that he cannot return his word back void, that he can never lie to us, and that even when we feel weary in our walk in believing and receiving the promises of God, that we know if we have nothing else to have, to remember, to draw on, is the things that he's even already done. So tonight, we're going to thank God for the promises past. Right? We're going to thank God tonight for the promises that have passed, the promises that are present, that we see God showing up every day. Just the simple fact that we're breathing and having this time together corporately in prayer, and even the promises that have yet to manifest themselves and to be seen in the earth. In Hebrews 6, verse 18, it says, so God has given both his promise and his oath, my God, that these two things are unchangeable because it is impossible for God to lie. Glory be to God. Listen, some people might have lied to you in the past, and there may be some people that lied to you even just today, but understand and know that when we stand on the word of God, that it is impossible for God to lie. So when you get that, unction in your spirit, and the Holy Spirit says to not worry, that God is with you, that he will never leave you, that and he gives you the unction, or he gives you a promise, or he speaks a word of encouragement, that he has to stand on his word, and his word will never return back to us void. Hallelujah. That it is impossible for God to lie. So maybe the bank is lying. Maybe your mama lying. Maybe your daddy them lying. Maybe your cousin them lying. Maybe your man didn't lie. But I'm going to tell you right now, someone who never fails, who's unchangeable, is our God. So when we are seeking God for the promise and the provision to the promise, because it is a process to getting to what God has already predestined for our lives, we can always draw on the past. We can always draw on the word of God, because it's not just an ancient historical book. The God that we serve is yet alive. God died, he was buried and resurrected, and he ascended into the heavenly realms. But we can experience and see the unseen even now into the earth, the promises of God that have yet to be made manifest in our lives. We can see it, we can know it, we can feel it, and we can have it. But do you believe it? Do you believe that the God of the Ancient of Days, that even the age that is yet to come, that God is in the beginning and the end? He is the author and the finisher of our faith. He is the Alpha and the Omega. And so he has the ability to do all things. There is nothing that is too hard for God. There is nothing that is too big for God. So as we pray tonight corporately, as we corporately yoke our faith with the kingdom of God and with our freedom fighter family all over the world, I want you to be encouraged. I want you to be encouraged that even if you have yet to see what God has said, that it will not fail, that it will will not be late, that you will not be denied, that you will not miss it, because God never misses. God is never late. God is always on time. He's the same today, tomorrow, and forevermore. Glory be to God. Let's go and look at Psalms 1. Come on, Ancient of Days. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. I see and I even feel the stirring of the Holy Ghost as we are preparing to pray these promises of provision into your life tonight. And if you know somebody that's struggling with belief or unbelief, or struggling with something they placed upon their altar before God, and they're waiting to see what they have said in prayer, if it be your will, I pray, oh God, that tonight that you see, experience, and encounter breakthrough like never before, that the things you have been praying and waiting on for God to provide, for him to do it. I don't care if it's even just to see his face and to receive a hug from God. Sometimes we make things just all about financial provision, but provision comes in so many forms and so many ways. And so we don't want to just use God like he's an ATM, right? We don't want to just get and take from God. We want to be able to manifest God's promises so that we can do what has been called, and we can do and fulfill the commission upon our lives for what God has already placed us in the earth for. Because what other reason would we have to be here if it is not to the service of the Lord? So as God has promised us, he's an unchangeable, eternal, infinite, right? There's nothing that is beyond him that he cannot do. Oh, come on, Shante. Listen, I know about them hugs. She said, I really would like a hug. Listen, you want a hug? You can ask him. I have literally felt the Father hug me. I have felt him in my deepest, darkest spaces, and not even in just the deepest, darkest moments, but just in the moments where I've just been pouring out my heart and gratitude and love before him, and I just felt the warmth of his hug. And I'm telling you, he will do it. So Shante, if you are looking for a hug from the Lord, you better get ready, because he gonna hug you real tight tonight. Glory be to God. Psalms 138 verse 2, it says, I bow before your holy temple as I worship. I praise your name for your unfailing love and faithfulness, for your promises are backed by all the honor of your name. So the name of the Father comes with honor, comes with faithfulness, and his unfailing love, that in his name, when we pray in his name, when we seek his face, and when God shows himself to us and worship, as we worship and pray and praise the living God, we can see that he is back. His name is backed by everything in eternity, by everything that God has said that you will see, or even the things you have already seen, that God will fulfill his promises to you. He is still fulfilling the promises of Abraham. He's still fulfilling the promises he made to Noah. He is still the same God then, now, and forevermore. In Joshua chapter 23 verse 14, I'm giving you some scripture tonight. I'm going to walk you through a couple of promises. We're going to pray, declare, and appropriate some things that we want to see and experience and manifest in our lives in accordance to what God has said, spoken, and written in the scrolls of your life. Joshua 23 verse 14 says, you know with all your heart, depends on the version you're reading, right? ESV or NIV, we're not going to get all technicalities tonight, but you know with all your heart and soul that not one of all the good promises the Lord, I wanted to make this real simple tonight. You know with all your heart and soul that not one of all the good promises the Lord your God gave you has failed. Every promise has been fulfilled. Not one has failed. So you can read that in KJV. You can read that in whatever version you want. But I'm here to tell you, no matter how you slice and dice, no matter how you mix that thing, no matter what, that God's promises do not fail. So when we are seeking the provisions of God, the provision comes with the promise. Whatever God has said, whatever is predestined, there's a promise that comes with what is written in the book of destiny over your life. And because it is the promise of God, then he will fulfill it and he will not fail. Okay, so understand and know that not one of the promises will be come short, will fail, will any of the things. I'm trying to make sure that my head is not moving faster than my mouth. Because, baby, listen, I be excited about the word. I be excited about my Father in heaven. I be excited when it comes time to pray. So we're going to pray a couple of scriptures and some promises. And we're going to declare some things tonight. I want you to declare. We're going to declare Philippians 4:19, one of my favorites. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. It says, and my God will meet all of your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. As you pray Philippians 4:19, as you declare Philippians 4:19 over your life, I want you to picture in your mind. I want you to sense and experience and open yourself up to the Holy Spirit as you pray the provisions of God to come forth tonight in Jesus' name. Declare the word. When you begin to pray and you're looking for God to show himself in a way, or maybe a way that you have yet to see, you have to stand on his word, and you have to stand in his word, and you have to declare it in the authority that God is giving you. And so God said that he will meet all of your needs. He said all of your needs according to his riches and glory. That's what God has said. But if the glory realm is infinite and eternal, and there is no need in heaven, that means that you have no lack. I need you to hear me when I tell you, I have dissected even Philippians 4:19 so many times, because I said, Lord, many of us have perceived and taken this scripture on as if we are in lack. When we look at something we need, it is something that we are in deficit of. But as I began to continue to kind of dig a little deeper into the scripture, I'm like, why is he saying that he will meet all of our needs according to his riches and glory? When we look at the riches and the resources and the rewards of heaven in glory, it's infinite, it's perfect, it's complete, it's whole, and it's not lacking anything. It's not missing anything. I need y'all to get this tonight. When you are praying, don't pray from a place of lack. Don't pray from a place limitation. Don't pray out of limitation, and don't pray out of lack. Because when you're praying and you're aligning this scripture in 4:19, that would mean that there is no need, because the kingdom of God has no need, because there's no lack in heaven. And so if we're manifesting, I feel the Holy Ghost tonight. If we are praying from the place that which God has aligned our resource, our provision to meet and or exceed the promise, that means we're praying from an infinite, unlimited source. We're praying from a place that is in the heavenly realm. For even God said, for as it is in heaven, when the disciples asked him to teach them how to pray, he said, for as it is in heaven, as it is in heaven, it is as well in the earth. And so as though that we are sons of God and we received our inheritance through our adoption through Christ Jesus, that means our inheritance comes as heirs, as co-heirs, as joint heirs to who God is and what God has, and all that he is and all that he has is in heaven. And so in order for us to see what's in the unseen, which is in the heavenly realm, we have to pray from a place of not need, not lack, but from a place of glory. Declare tonight that you are not praying from a place of lack, a place of need, because there's no need in the kingdom. There's no need. God has everything you need. There is not one thing that you need to fulfill your mission and what God has called you to, what God has spoken over your life. It is nothing that you will be in lack for in order to fulfill his promise. So why are we, God, just give me a little seed. Just give me a sign. God, just give me a little bit. Like we're little beggars. In the spirit. We are not beggars. We are sons of God. We are kings of the Almighty God. We have the dominion and the authority and the power of Christ Jesus as the priest Come on, to declare, to decree a thing, to establish it, and it shall be so. Why? Because it is ours. Why? Because we have been called to occupy. We have been called to fill the empty and void spaces where God has sent us. You are a sent one. You are a burning one. You are one that carries glory and light. You are a glory carrier. You are a light bearer, and you bring abundance, power, glory, exhortation, peace, love, and all of the fruit of the Holy Spirit that comes just because of your presence, my God. So as we are praying and we're seeing a need, understand and know that your needs are already met. Why? Because it no longer becomes a need, because a need actually presents the ideology or the idea that you don't have, that you're in lack, that you are without. And when it comes to the things of the kingdom, we have to shift our mindsets. We have to shift our mindset and say, I have all that I need. I am all, I am the I am. Why? Because God is, in the name of Jesus. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 31 through 33, let's also declare this scripture tonight and the promises of God to appropriate. What does it say by his word? What does it say? How do we receive the provision of God? How do we receive his provision to accept and to fulfill the promise? My God. Matthew chapter 6, 31 through 33. Put that in the chat for me. I see y'all over there on TikTok. Listen, she said, Smiley said, come on now. Listen, I'm giving you word. This word should encourage you. This word should edify you. This word should have you jumping out of your seat right now and say, there is no need in the kingdom. There is no lack. There is nothing that I don't have that I need, because God provides all of my needs. The Lord says in Matthew 6, so do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. My God, does he not know? Does the all-knowing God not know what you need? He knows what you need before you even ask him. My God, my God, my God. He said, your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But what does it say? This was one of my favorite. This was a time where I had left my job. Well, not willingly, somewhat, right? Going into full-time ministry, long story. I had got laid off and I got let go, laid off and let go in a pandemic. But the Lord had been preparing me for the promise of full-time ministry and the promise of what he had called me to be fishers of men, right? After 20 years of being a nurturer and a healer in the marketplace and in the world. The Lord impressed and imparted this scripture that sticks with me to this day, but seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and all of these things will be added unto you. I said, my God, how will you make the provision? Jehovah Jireh, I have learned the Father. Listen, it is not until your back is against the wall. It is not until a pandemic comes. It is not until there is no resources available that you really come to know the source. The true source was never your paycheck. The true source was never your job. Come on, come on. How many of y'all in the comments know what I'm talking? I know I'm not out here by myself. Listen, where they said you had job security, I found out that that was a lie, like Maury Povich said, and that is a lie. And the lie detector said that was a lie, where we thought that our degrees and our experience, and we thought that we were just so loved by man and that they would never let us go because they don't know how much value I bring to this place. This job would fall if it wasn't for me. And we allowed ourselves to come into a place of pride, and we allowed ourselves to think more of ourselves than we really were. I want you to stay and tell the truth and shame the devil tonight. When you are praying the provision of of God, understand that no matter what it is, that whatever resource that you believe that you need, that you must tap into the source, because re means to do again. Resource means to do again. So that means there's a source, there's a root that is rooted, that is someplace other than the place in which you're receiving. So when we go before, you got to find the source. You have to go to the root. The problem is we are looking for the resource to become the source, and that can never be. So whether it's your husband, whether it's your friend, whether it's your savings, whether it's your investments, whatever you have utilized and looked at as your God, whatever you have replaced in the place of God, that thing has either limited or unlimited ability. So when we seek the kingdom of God, we know that it's infinite, eternal, and unlimited. Come on, how many of y'all believe me? How many of y'all say, yes, Apostle, you talking right. You talking right when we seek the kingdom. So the Lord taught me not only what this scripture meant, but I had to live this scripture. Glory be to God. I had to pray this scripture because I didn't know where my next meal was coming from. I didn't know how the rent was going to be paid. I didn't know how my kids were going to eat. I was a single mom with two children and left my six-figure plus job as a nurse practitioner to be in full-time ministry with no exit plan and no minimal residual and savings, which I knew wasn't going to last me for years. I'm in my fifth, going into my fifth year, into this year coming up right now, where the Lord has provided my lights. Ain't, well, I got a light cut off situation, but it was only for a few seconds. But glory be to God, my lights, my food. I ain't missed a meal because your girl a little on the thick side. She trying to slim down in these streets. I'm trying to be slim thick out here and get some of this weight off. But I promise you, I ain't missed a meal. Okay, and sis be eating good. I don't know if y'all watch some of my pages. I'm a foodie, and I love to eat me something real, real good. I be fasting in these streets, but I learned who Jehovah Jireh really was, my provider. I learned how to seek the kingdom of God and how he was to add all the things that I needed in my life. I have too many testimonies, too many examples. So sometimes when we feel like, you know what? I don't know how God's going to meet this need. I don't know. I'm going to tell you what he does. He doesn't just meet the need, because we serve a God of multiplicity, that he doesn't just add to you. He multiplies. So whatever you need, he gives you that and some. Why? Because he's the source, and the resource that he gives you is unending. It's infinite. It's eternal, and it never stops. Glory be to God. Be excited this day that all that you need that God has, and that he won't lie, that he will continue to pour out his love. He will continue to give you all that is needed. Matthew 7:7, one we love to quote all the time. It's one of my favorites as well. It says, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. For everyone who asks receives. I need you to read that and read that well, because there was no clause in that. God said, For everyone who asks will receive. The one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks, the door will be open. So my God, if he said you need to ask, some of y'all got your lips tight and you're waiting on God to move and read your mind. You have to begin to declare Matthew 7:7 over your life. You have to stand on the word that said, God, you said if I ask you, and if you said if we ask, it'll be given to me. If we seek, then we shall find. If we knock, the door is open. God, I am knocking on the door. God, I am seeking your face. God, I am asking of you that if it be in accordance to your will, I declare that today, that there is no lack, that there is no need, because you have already fulfilled the need, and just say thank you, my God. So let's put this all together practically. I know I walked you through these declarations and we spoke them aloud in the atmosphere. Hopefully, as I was giving you scripture tonight in preparation for prayer, you now have a blueprint with how to strategically strategically go before the Lord to not only pray the prayer, but pray the word and see the manifestation of what you said come to pass. Remembering that there were times that God came through. Think about these things, stir your faith. And these things bring hope to your prayer life. When you can remember a time that you did not know when God was going to show up, and he showed up and he showed out. He didn't just show up and stare at you. He didn't just show up and look off in the sidelines, where he literally showed up and showed out. Sometimes we forget about the things that God has already done. So let's put this together practically tonight as we are praying. As we are praying tonight, I want you to personalize this prayer. I want you to personalize this for yourself as we pray tonight. I want you to begin to pray this through, and I want to walk you through how to do this. Maybe you want to take out a pen and a pad. I'll give you a second to take a pen and a pad if you want to jot some notes down, or you can go back and watch this replay. This is what I want you to not only do tonight, but you can insert several things in this prayer that we're going to pray tonight. There are several things that you can insert in this prayer, not just for provision, not just for provision from God to the promise, but there are several things that you can add. And I want to do this in a very practical way tonight. I know we're praying and we're coming together a little different tonight. Be expectant of this in the near future. I don't want to just pray. I want to show you and teach you how to pray. And I want to teach you how to do it the right way in Jesus' name. So I'm going to give you an example. So I want you to verbalize your specific need to God in an audible prayer. So when you get off maybe tonight's prayer with us tonight, or when you go home or tomorrow or the next day, I want to give you something to take with you tonight in a very practical way. You need to pray out loud. Sometimes praying in your head, it sounds like a good idea. Maybe that's appropriate at some times, but most times I say no. I say pray aloud and verbalize your specific need to God. Sometimes we're being very broad when we petition the throne of God, and we're not seeing what God has said because we're just asking God to help us. Not that asking for help is wrong, because I do that too. Sometimes I don't know what to pray and what to say. So verbalizing out loud what your specific need is to God. And as you verbalize what you need, you are going to pray audibly. You're going to pray audibly. And just as I just walked you through these scriptures, I want you to begin to list, or maybe put in a journal of some sort, what it is that you are declaring by the word. And I want you to make those declarations out loud to God as you pray. So just like we went through Matthew and James and Philippians 4:19. I want you to begin to declare those scriptures and pray them out loud. Here is an example of a prayer that you can pray. You could say, Lord, I thank you for who you are as my Father, my Lord, my Savior, and my provider. You are faithful to who you are and to all you say. I gratefully acknowledge your faithful provision in my life. I remember how you provided for me. Bring it to God's remembrance. Not that he forgot, but go back into your personal memory bank and begin, as you're praying out loud, and say, God, help me. Holy Spirit, help me to remember the times that you showed up and came through for me. Stir my faith, build my hope in you as I wait. And as you are seeking God, acknowledge his provision in times past. Listen, this is going to change your life. I'm telling you, I've done this. So this is going to change your life. Say, I remember how you provided for me. And then verbalize and recollect those things that God has already done. Sometimes we're waiting on something else, but we forget about what God has already done. So thank God and recollect and allow the Holy Spirit to bring to your remembrance those things in prayer that you need, both past and the present. So don't forget about the time that you're in right now as you're praying. So pray both the things of the past and thank him for those things, and pray the present. present, and even the promise that's yet to come, and thank him for them all. Say, now, Lord, I ask you to meet my need. If you're praying for your family, you can take my out and put our in. O-U-R. You can put our in. So see, you say, now, Lord, I ask you to meet our need, right? If you're praying for your family, meet our need, and insert right here and this place right here, insert those things, whatever it is, begin to list it and insert this here and say now, right? Put a time stamp on it, right? So you can say, God, move. But if you want God to move now, specify, move now, move swiftly, move expediently, move however you feel led by the Holy Spirit. But you have the ability to add this to your prayer as you're praying. And so as you are saying this in prayer, as you're praying, this is an example of prayer. As you are praying this before God, you now are going to begin to state and declare the promises of his word. So right after this, she said, Chante said, Lord, I'm ready to take off. Come on. Right after that you've inserted, said, Lord, I ask you to meet my need. And you list those needs, right? Or Lord, I ask you to meet our needs at this time, right now, tomorrow, by next week, right? Whatever it is that you want to put here. And you want to declare the promises in accordance to his word. And so with the authority that Christ has given you, this is the second part of your prayer. Please don't forget this part. Listen, this is some good stuff right here. This is going to help you see some prayers answered. You are going to forbid the enemy. Listen to me. You are going to forbid the enemy from hindering your prayer right here. Okay, because as you release this prayer and as you begin to declare and prophesy the word, it's open for attack. It's open for attack. So right here, you are going to forbid the enemy from blocking, delaying, hindering, detouring, or whatever barriers that he is trying and or will try to hinder the receipt of your provision. Hear me. Did y'all get that? I need y'all to acknowledge that in the comments before I move on, because I am walking you through a practical prayer. We're doing something different tonight. I know y'all said, I thought she was going to pray. I know how to pray. I'm trying to teach y'all. I know y'all know how to pray too. Hey, well, we can all learn something every day. So in this point, I want you to not only specify the need, come on, specify the need, but forbid the enemy from hindering your prayer. However that looks, from hindering the provision, because you don't want any barriers to receiving the prayer. But once you begin to declare and prophesy the word of God, the enemy's going to attack it. Okay, he's coming for your jugular. Believe that, but he will lose. In Jesus' name, I want you to begin to say, to forbid the enemy in anything that he is seeking. So you may say, I forbid any means that is seeking to or is hindering God's promises and provision for my life at this time. I command. Now, there is a kingdom principle with forbidding, with commanding the word of God. You have the authority to utilize these principles in prayer. You have the ability and the authority to forbid a thing and to command a thing when it comes to the word of God. So when you're praying, don't say, oh God, please, God, help me. God, I don't know what to do. If you would just come and help, if you would just do this, Lord, can you? God's not waiting on you. You're not waiting on God. God's waiting on you. You have to learn how to use your authority in prayer and forbid and command. And you have the authority to do that. So I want you to know tonight, when you're praying the promises of God to come to pass and or the provisions of God to be made manifest, you can do this in addition to asking and seeking the throne, seeking the kingdom of God. You can begin to command and forbid. And so you would maybe state in your prayer, prayer. Say, I command that all spiritual influences of evil be bound and unable to interfere with what God has promised to provide for me. However you want to say it. You don't have to say it like that. This is just an example. You do not have to say what I just said. I am giving you an example of how to command and forbid a thing. So an example would say, I command all spiritual influences. I command all spiritual hindrances to be bound in Jesus' name and unable to interfere with what God has promised to provide for me. Period. And it's done. So Jesus said that it is written. So you can then use the word and begin to declare more scripture right here in prayer. Then you follow this up and you begin to declare the word of God. You begin to declare the word. So you may, so I'm gonna give you an example. It says, Satan has come only to kill, steal, and destroy. Therefore, I forbid you from doing so. And I now cancel any effects you've had to rob me of God's provision in Jesus' name. So now you are forbidding the enemy and you're standing on the word of God. You said the word says that Satan comes to steal. The word of God says he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But guess what, Satan? I forbid you to function in your plans and purpose against me. I forbid you from doing so, and I cancel every attempt, and I cancel every assignment against God's provision for my life. I cancel it now. Say it now, even as we're praying. You ain't got to wait till we get off this call. You can practically speak, decree, and declare that thing right here, right now on this live. Say, I forbid you, and I cancel your effects and anything that you have sought after to rob me of my blessings, anything that you have commanded and sent as an attack against my inheritance, anything that you have stolen, anything that you have taken from me, I command that you return it and that you return it back now with interest. So when you are praying, this is a kingdom practicality. This is a kingdom principle that you must add to your prayers, not just begging and hoping and wishing and wanting, because you have the ability and the authority to forbid, to command, to demand, and to stop every plan of Satan against you. Now, the next thing I want you to do, this is the third thing that I want you to consider and to add to your prayer, is we must partner with the Holy Spirit in all things. Okay, so you're going to ask for the counsel of God. You're going to ask for the counsel of the Holy Spirit, whom God promises in his word will counsel you into all truth. God promised the Holy Spirit. He is a counselor. He is an advocate. He is an intercessor. He is so many things. The Spirit of the living God via the Holy Spirit is very much necessary to invite into your prayers. Okay, so we're not praying these prayers by ourselves. We are yoking our faith with the kingdom of heaven, and we are partnering our lives, our destiny, and God's mission and commission upon our lives in, with, through, by the power of the Holy Ghost. So don't leave him out of your prayers. Do not leave the Holy Ghost out. You will be sad. You will be sad. You will be sad. Don't leave them out. So you're going to ask for the hope and the help and the counsel of the Holy Spirit, and that his word will reveal all truth. And a lot of times the Holy Spirit will reveal the plans of the enemy against you. And he will tell you, pray this. Don't pray that. Stop this. Command that. He'll give you things of the past. He'll give you things in the future. He'll give you foresight and insight into the things that you are praying that you don't even know what to pray. Why? Because the all-knowing God, by the power of the Holy Spirit, is the revealer of truth. He is the revealer of truth. So you want to seek the counsel of that will bring you into all truth, which is the Holy Spirit. So I'm going to give you an example. I've written down an example for you to pray, but you can also insert and pray these prayers in partnership with the Holy Spirit as you feel and deem necessary. You would say something to the effect, I ask that you, Holy Spirit, would show me that you would have me do and what my part is in bringing about your provision at this time. You do know that there is a partnership with God. There's a partnership with the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit doesn't do all things for you. You must seek the counsel and the strategy for what you are to pray and what you are to do. And in order to receive this strategy, the Holy Spirit will give it to you, and you're going to ask for his counsel. You would say something that says, I also ask that you would reveal any hindrances to my provision. So as you're praying for the provision or the promises of God, or even the provision to the promise, you are going to ask for the counsel and the revelation of the Holy Spirit to reveal those things that may hinder you. This is going to change your prayer life. Hear me, hear me, hear me, hear me, hear me. You will start praying more targeted prayers. You will start praying things and actually not praying amiss. Those popcorn prayers will be out of here. You won't just be praying and things is hitting the ceiling and coming back down, because the Holy Spirit will begin to reveal what to pray for and what to pray against. And so as you're praying now, as you are shooting these fiery darts and arrows into the realm of the Spirit, you're going to actually hit your target, because the Holy Spirit will reveal the truth and the truth of those things that are attempting to hinder your prayers from being answered. And so you're going to now go into a place in which you're giving God thanks and giving Jesus, in Jesus' name, because it's in his name that we pray. And so you would say something to the effect, in Jesus' name, or however the Lord leads you. And in Jesus' name, I command. Remember, I spoke to you tonight about forbidding, commanding. These are declarations of authority that you can forbid, command, and demand. And so in Jesus' name, you're going to say, I command any hindrances to come into the light of Christ. You will yield the weapon of light, which reveals those things that are in the darkness. And so the kingdom of darkness cannot stand when you yield the weapon of light. Light is a weapon, and you are a light bearer. So when you reveal and yield and wield the weapon of light into the kingdom of darkness in prayer, the devil cannot hide from you. So whatever he's hidden, stolen, taken, it will now be revealed. And so as you yield this light, you can now send confusion into the enemy's camp, because now you see them. Peekaboo, I see you. Peekaboo, I see you. So all of your plans against me are now frustrated and canceled. Now you can begin to speak directly to those things that are hindering your prayers and hindering your prayers from being answered. And the truth and the revelation of truth can now be revealed, no longer concealed. So you're not praying tirelessly. You're not praying and your prayers not being answered, because you're actually seeking God. Now, the last thing, please don't forget this part of prayer. I'm a talker. I love to talk. I love to talk. I love to pray. But you're going to have to learn how to soak in silence. So after you get through declaring, after you get through praying, after you get through forbidding, after you get through commanding, after you get through demanding, after you get through inviting the Holy Spirit and the counsel of the Spirit of God, after you get through declaring the word of God, I need you to add this to your prayer time. Do not walk out of your prayer closet. Do not leave the place of prayer until you have taken the time to hear. Because God will always speak. It's not a one-sided conversation. Prayer is not a one-sided conversation. God will always speak. Always. Always. He talks quite a bit. All the time. So after you're done fighting, warring, stomping, clapping, yielding, wielding, and doing all of the things, I want you to take time to listen. Somebody put it in the chat. I need my moderators, please. Please put it in the chat to soak. I see a few already. Thank you. After prayer, soak in silence. I need you to soak and take time to listen to his counsel. And as you are taking time to soak and listen, you're going to wait upon the Lord. You're going to wait. You're going to wait. I know we don't want to hear that. I know we don't want to hear that. I know we don't want to hear that, saints of God. But you need to wait and continue to seek him. Continue to seek him. You'll seek, don't stop. You'll seek, don't stop. Soaking in silence, praying, declaring, your seek for God does not stop. You continue to wait upon the Lord. You continue to wait. You continue to wait until you see what you say. I say press and pray till you see what you say. Press and pray till you see what you say. Glory, glory be to God. Listen. Y'all got your own blueprint for prayer tonight. So we didn't just come here to hear me pray. Because, baby, I got the blueprint. And I see a whole lot of prayers being answered in my life. But I want to teach you, my freedom fighters, my daughters, those that are called to my voice, those that are called here. If the disciples needed to ask the Lord how to pray, we need to know too. And I got a lot of prayer strategies and a lot of things that I want to share with you all. And I plan to continue over Tuesday night prayer to not just come and pray and partner with the community in prayer by watching me or listening to me or just receiving in prayer. I want you to learn the mechanics of prayer. And I want you to learn how to pray for yourself, because what happens when I don't show up, right? Prayerfully, y'all all have a prayer life anyway. But the church, we tell you to pray, but we never told no. We didn't do a good job. We didn't do a good job of telling the saints how to pray. We just told you to pray. God said, pray. God said, pray. But what does that look like? Don't worry. God has a plan. God has a plan, and I am here to equip you and teach you and partner with you and help you on your journey to seeing what God has said in your life. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father. I just want to close out tonight just thanking the Father. Father, I thank you, Father, for the divine blueprints. I thank you, Father, for the divine schematics. Father, I thank you for the wisdom of God. I thank you, oh God, for your faith, your presence, and your power. Father, I thank you for what you have said that is yet to be seen, what you've seen, that what we've seen that you've already said, and even that is yet to come. Father God, we just pray today and we give you thanks, oh God, for even for the times and which we are called to wait, that we wait, Father God, in a place and a posture of hope and expectancy, that Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, that we won't grow weary in our wait before you, Father, that we will continue to seek your face, that we will continue to seek your throne, that no matter what we see, no matter what we sense, no matter what we hear, no matter what we don't know, what we even don't understand, God, that we will be obedient, that we will continue to walk in faith, that you will mature us in this word, in this walk, that Father God, we will run our race at your pace, God, in the name of Jesus, that we will not compare where we don't compete, God, that we will not allow the enemy to cause us to compare even ourselves to one another, to anyone that you've called maybe to the same places and spaces you're calling us to. Father, we just thank you for the greater that is coming. We thank you, God, for the greater that is upon us. We thank you, God, for what you have already done, what you're doing presently, and what you even have yet to do. We just believe by faith that it's done. We believe by faith and we receive it now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, oh God, that the angels that have taken charge over thee this day, that they are going in the places and spaces that you are sending them to do their bidding and to not come back and to not come down from their post until the enemy is utterly and completely scattered to confusion and annihilated and destroyed. In the name of Jesus, we frustrate and cancel every plan of the enemy that has come, Father God, to come against our esteem and our self-esteem, that is coming against our confidence, that is coming against your plans for us. Father, we just say thank you in advance. Father God, as we petition your throne, Father God, we thank you for the power of the blood of Jesus that is moving and manifesting daily in our lives. Father God, we thank you for fresh new mercy that is renewed daily upon us. Father, we thank you for your grace that goes beyond ourselves. Father God, for we don't even deserve it, but yet you still show up for us anyhow. Father, we thank you for the destiny pushers, my God. We thank you for the destiny helpers, my God. We thank you, Father, for this time of fellowship. We thank you for this corporate prayer. We thank you for the fire of God that consumes, that purifies, that refines, that restores, that reconciles us back to you, oh God. Father, we thank you for our hearts being aligned with you. Father, we thank you for the recalibration that is taking place in this dispensation right now in the name of Jesus. Father, where we have gone wayward, where our minds have been distracted, for Father, where the enemy has sent delays and denials in the name of Jesus, that the weapons and the fiery arrows and darts that are coming for our lives every day, that they are being quenched by the fire of the Holy Ghost. Father, we love you. We thank you. We admonish you. We uplift you. And we give you honor, glory, and praise and thanks this day. Hallelujah. And we say that it is so, and so it shall be in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. If you would like to become a partner of this ministry, this partnership brings forth impartation, activation, and it brings you into a place of maturity for those that have connected, for those that have already connected and will connect to this ministry. Our mission and goal is spiritual maturation and discipleship and deliverance, my God. These are the pillars of this ministry. We are called to assist and to pull people out of the pit into the palace. It is our mission and goal to see that you not only get and see your needs being met, but allowing the Holy Spirit to lead and beat your expectations in Him in every way. In every way. We have established a partnership program at this ministry so that we can touch the lives of many and harvest souls all over the world for people that are looking for true, authentic, like-minded communities that are in love with God, that are in fire for God, that want to live for God, that want to just do the work of God. Partnership here will bring you a plethora of perks. So we are indebted to the commission of God to see every single freedom fighter that says yes to Him, that you see what God has written over your life, the destiny He has proclaimed and called and written over your life, that it will not pass you by, that you will not be left behind, that you will not, that you will be in a proper place to be discipled, delivered, healed, and set free. For this ministry is called to many to set the captives free. And I am committed to making sure that that happens. I'm committed to that. And so our partnership program, we have the links in the chat. If you want to become a partner of this ministry to help us push the mission of God forward so that we can continue this work, so that we can continue to expand and advance the kingdom. We are rapidly growing and we are moving in the places that God is calling us to, but we need you. We need you. Our goal this month is to partner with 10 more partners. 10 more partners this month is our goal because we want to take this on the road. We want to take this on the road. We want to be able to meet the needs of people all over the nation, not just in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. And in order to make that happen, in order for us to be able to tour and travel and set fires ablaze for Christ all over the world, we need you. We need your help. So you decide, and plus it comes with a bunch of perks. You get a free gift. You get up to 15% of all merchandise, books, and courses. There is so much that comes with this partnership. We have a partners pour coming up. This is a special place for just our partners and volunteers so that I can pour into you personally. I can pour into you, not like we do online. It's more than that. It's a little bit more personal, but it is for our partners only. It's for our partners only. So you have time to still become a partner before our next partner pour. Our partner pour is coming up September the 19th. You can click the link in our bio for those on TikTok that's curious about our partners program. It's literally $25 a month. You literally spend that for Starbucks coffee, a meal at McDonald's. Honestly, $20 don't go nowhere for what you're going to get from partnering with this ministry in prayer, covering, deliverance, healing, so much that takes place, not going to, it's already happening, that takes place as you are coming into all that God has called you to be. So this is life-changing. This is ever-evolving. This is what God wants and desires for those that would like to become partners. So very soon we're planning our partner pour for all of our partners. And we have an annual retreat. We have an annual retreat that we will be soon having available for you, even on YouTube, to watch our vlog from this year's partners that were able to come and fellowship with us for those 3 to 4 days. It was VIP treatment. The Holy Ghost had his way. We had a Holy Ghost feel good time. You don't want to miss that next year. Our annual retreats are lit. Like really fun. Each year just keeps getting bigger and better every single year. So the QR code's on the screen. The link is also in the chat. And for those that would like to partner with this ministry on TikTok, you can click the link in our bio to become a partner. It is just such a pleasure and an honor to serve each and every one of you. But Freedom Friday, whether you're a partner or not, Freedom Friday is coming. And so Freedom Friday will be September the 13th, right? September the 13th is our next Freedom Friday. Our next event is being held on September the 13th at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And we coming with the fire. We coming with the fire. Glory be to God. Registration is still open. It will be closing soon. Registration will be closing soon. Please do not DM and email and all of that, because once registration is closed, registration is closed. I will not be reopening it. We've had some people every month wait till the last minute, and then it's too late. Now you have to wait for next month. So September, Freedom Friday, please prepare to be in the building. Be prepared. We have people traveling, flying, driving that do not live in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex that are coming all over just to experience and encounter the Holy Spirit and the fire of God. They are being delivered and they are being set free in this place. And I cannot wait to see how the Holy Spirit's going to move. September 13th. So there is still time to register for our next event, for our next Freedom Friday event. It is such a good time. We have so much fun. You think online does nothing. Online is nothing compared to face-to-face encounter with Jesus. It is nothing. Thank you, April. You just became a partner. Yay! I'm so excited. Yeah, we have fun. Our partnership program is pretty lit too. So I just thank God for what he's given us in this ministry and those that are partnering with us moving forward. Freedom Friday, I hope to see you April. And Freedom Friday, whether you can make it this month or next month, but whenever you can, we will be having Freedom Friday every month. It's actually a Freedom Weekend because we also have Sunday service. So it's lots of teaching and lots of things that the body of Christ needs to know, the things of the supernatural, deliverance, and all that the Holy Spirit will have me to share, we do on Freedom Weekend. So I got some real fiery teachings coming. I had some fiery teachings coming on the baptism of the Holy Ghost and baptism by fire and so many things that I don't know if we really understood when we got saved, and some things maybe got missed along the way. We're going to be talking about the supernatural. We're going to be talking about spiritual gifts, and we're going to be talking about the character of Christ. Yay! Right? And how to be more like him, right? So that we can be all that we were called to be. Glory be to God. So I pray that for those of you that will partner tonight, congratulations. Welcome to our family. Welcome to our family for those that have partnered. And for those that will be coming to Freedom Friday, I'll see y'all real soon. I'll see y'all September the 13th. And as always, we are here on Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time for Tuesday Night Prayer with Tina. God bless you, and make sure you stick around for our Freedom Friday invitation coming up right here, right now. God bless you. Good night.
Release your fire, 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 release your fire.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
American Giant makes great clothing, t-shirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S., creating jobs in towns and cities across the country. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Thank you for listening and allowing us to be a part of your spiritual journey and growth in Christ. Listen to fresh new episodes weekly on Wednesdays to be equipped with the tools, knowledge, and strategies needed to dispossess the enemy, take dominion, and be delivered into the promises of God. No more wilderness wanderings, warriors. Walk in your purpose and discover your identity, where you are free to be me, flawed and free. If you were blessed and empowered by today's show, we would appreciate your sown seed of support through donations and charitable giving as led by the Holy Spirit. You can go now to theflawedandfree.com/give. That's theflawedandfree.com/give. Or you can Cash App us at $flawedfree. On Cash App. We are a nonprofit organization with a 501c3 designation. So all gifts, donations, and sown seeds of support that are given are also tax deductible. Thank you for your seed, for we know that it is placed in good soil, and we pray that you agree. So God bless and live your best life in Christ. Love you later. Till next time.